This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nothing wrong with having love in the air, if you know what I mean. Hi, this is Doug, and over there is Jennifer, and over there is Victoria, and Kara's sitting in that seat, so we're all set and raring to go. It's Wednesday, the 28th of December. The situation that we find ourselves in remembering, I said I didn't want to do this, and then I started thinking, well, maybe this has some benefit to it, because we can praise. We just spent, for those of you who didn't listen, you can go online to hour number three of website, if you're looking for archives to make reference to our discussion. We spent a good deal of time talking about Carrie Fisher and what she meant, how positive she affected people, what great things she did with her life, not only in the public, but, you know, well, she used her public persona to help people. And we can't ask for much. She had a troubled life, in part, but the other side of it, she had a good life. And she took what she had, what talent she had, and used them, I think, to the best of her ability. And isn't that what we could, I mean, how much more can you ask for when you get right down to it? Someone, no matter who it is, I'm not talking about a celebrity, but then, you know, I was thinking about all the people in my life that I knew this past year who passed away, my cousin Dougie Morton, who died of dementia at the age of 74 in the middle of the year. And what he had a fabulous life and was very successful, started with nothing, one of those great American stories, made millions of dollars, gave it all away to the point where it ticked off his children that they're suing his estate.
Oh, boy.
I mean, come on. The kids were all set. He took good care of them when he was alive, and he wanted to help out some other entities and stuff, but they didn't like it. So they're suing his estate and his wife, who was not their mother. I mean, hello. But he was
a very helpful guy. It always irritates me when people act like, ooh, what am I going to get when a loved one dies?
Yeah, it's all about me. Yeah.
Because guess what? It's not your money.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I love that my dad and I run a business together, but you know what? It's not my expectation to get anything from him because I need to make my own way.
Right, you do. Well, and that's a great lesson. Meredith and I were talking about that at lunch on Sunday, how people and their expectations, there should be no expectations, except you ought to be encouraged to work hard to try to accomplish the same things that we may have been able to accomplish with the fortunes that we have come by through hard work and putting your nose to the stone.
Yeah, well, the idea is, I mean, your parents have you and they raise you and they take care of you when you're a kid and you don't have a job and can't take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And then you get older and I would assume that the kids have jobs or they should at least have...
Get out!
Yeah,
yeah.
So you make your own money when you become an adult and you're not entitled to everything...
Yeah.
That your parents ever made.
But we have so much of that. This really was the thread of our conversation over the weekend. There is this entitlement mentality where people think they just... And it isn't just, you know, like siblings and parents and children. It's this whole bunch of people who are coming to our country who think when they get here they're entitled because they've been trained to think that because that's what we do. Give them something for nothing.
Right.
How do you make somebody feel good? This is, it isn't, I mean, the fact that we do it is enough to make us nuts. But when you get right down to the nitty gritty of it, look at what you're really doing to them. There's no self-esteem that comes out of getting something for nothing. There's no sense of accomplishment. Well, you think you're beating the man because you get a lousy 30 grand a year out of him? No, you're beating yourself. I think. I don't know. You guys tell me what you think. That's the way I look at it, anyway.
My grandparents, who you guys know, we already talked about them today, but I just loved them so much. And they, you know, they were so hardworking. And my grandfather was a very simple lifestyle. Groundskeeper for a county hospital, basically. And my grandmother worked as a dressmaker until she got married. And then she was home. She was a homemaker. And she took care of my dad and my uncle. And they managed to save up a chunk of money that was very very impressive for some, for people of their means, right? It never seemed to me like they were, because they were such good savers. And that money lasted them, it basically cared for them in their time of sickness, right? And when, as soon as they ran out of money, that was literally when they both passed away. And it was okay. There wasn't anything really left. I mean, there was the house and there were certain things, but they earned enough to keep themselves comfortable. And it's like, I feel like when there's a lot of money involved, the ugly side of people come out so much, yeah. And your siblings turn on you, and it's just, it's not pretty at all.
All right. So let's
I just want my parents to enjoy. I say that to my parents all the time.
Yeah.
Enjoy it now while you're still young enough and you can travel. Go anywhere you've always wanted to go. My brother and I, you don't have to worry about us.
Go ahead. Use my inheritance, Mom. Go ahead. Go on that trip.
I'd rather, you know, I just think it's, I'm fine. I'll make my own money. It's okay.
All right. So here, just in retrospect, this is the only thing that's of any value going back to 2016 to think about it. And I will tell you that whenever I watch the Golden Globes or the Oscars or any of these award shows, I really do like the moments that they give to the people who have passed from that particular group, the Screen Actors Guild, over the year before. Because sometimes there are people that you'd forgotten about, that you didn't remember who had
this
passed
year,
away.
It's going to be a long segment.
It is. I mean, here's George. Yesterday, today, Carrie Fisher. Yesterday, George Michael. Zsa Zsa Gabor,
last week,
Craig Sager, Alan Thicke, John Glenn, Greg Lake of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Peter Vaughn, who was the guy, the British actor that was in Game of Thrones, but you know, he played a lot of other parts as well. You can go through a lot of different, I didn't realize Fritz Weaver, the actor, you know who he is? You'd recognize him if you saw him. I'm just looking at a list of some of these people that died. He died this past year. Very well known. Ron Glass, who was a television guy. Fidel Castro, Florence Henderson, Sharon Jones, Gwen Ifill. I'm just talking about the last, Leon Russell. My God, did that guy have a beard? Remember that? Do you ever watch Leon Russell?
Yeah.
He was a man, what a character he was. Looked like Santa Claus. And I didn't know until the other day, I must have missed it somehow, in November, Robert Vaughn died.
Yeah.
We never talked about that. It completely missed my radar. There was a guy that I thought was one of the most versatile actors of the 60s, 70s. He was the man from Uncle, for God's sakes. And then he, but at the same time.
That was maybe your funniest line of the day. He was the man from Uncle, for God's sake.
Well, he was. And he was one of the good bad guys or the bad good guys in the original Magnificent Seven, which was one of the great epic movies, I think. A lot of people were upset. Leonard Cohen died this past year.
Oh, yeah.
Janet Reno passed away. Tammy Grimes. Bobby V. I was someplace when he died. I wasn't on the, where was I? I was on my vacation when Bobby V died. And I saw it and I thought if I'd have been here, we'd have made a big deal out of it. Although none of you know who Bobby V is. I'm going to bet, right?
No.
You know, none of you know who Bobby V is. I find one of his songs, Kara, will you? And then you may, his real name was Robert Villaine. He came from Fargo, North Dakota, and became a huge, huge, huge pop singer in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Tom Hayden, who was married to whom? Who was her first, who was his first wife? I'll give you 10 points for that one.
Tom Hayden?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that name, so I don't know.
No. All right. You would, if you Googled him, you would see his first wife was Barbarella.
Oh. Who,
yeah. Jane Fonda.
That doesn't help me.
Jane Fonda.
Oh. Okay. Actually, you would see that was his second wife.
Oh, was it?
Oh.
Oh, look at Kara putting me on the line.
She had $10 for that? Didn't she just offer $10?
Yeah, well.
Oh, come on.
All right, let's see. I mean, we can go through the list here of these people. I just find it interesting. Shimon Peres, we were talking about him when I was in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He was a guy. I met him. I told you the story about him. What a fabulous... Oh, by the way, I'm going to... you got the point of who I was talking about and who you can look at. What do we have? 15 past the hour, so I need about 60 seconds for this. I'm looking online yesterday and today. I was on the plane last night. I was reading a lot of... They, you know, give me a newspaper, so I sit down and read the newspaper. And I saw this story about, this is, let me think, what paper was it? It was USA Today, I think. And the story was about what the UN did to, quote, did to Israel by putting the brakes on the settlements in the West Bank. Now, you'll recall I was just there last week, and the story read that there were millions of Palestinians that call those areas home. Do you know what a crock of manure that is? There aren't millions of people that live in Jerusalem, or at least in the suburbs of Jerusalem, for God's sakes. Never mind on the West Bank. We're talking about a handful of homes that have been built. Maybe, I don't know, somewhere between 40 and 100, I'm going to guess, that are actually on the land that's being contested. And these people are being told to get out because they're going to tear their houses down to sort of try to make amends. Has there been any reporting here of the fact that these houses in, I forget the name of the, I always confuse it with Aleppo, but it's not Aleppo. Anyway, one of the little towns that's a part of Jerusalem on the West Bank that has Israelis living in it, they're going to tear them down. Is that in the news media anyplace? I haven't seen that anywhere. I knew over there because, and I think I talked about it on the air, but I don't see one story anyplace here. And you can Google or look around and see if I'm right or not, but I haven't seen anything that acknowledges that a lot of the Israelis that were living in some of these earlier built homes are moving out and they're tearing them down. Does anybody remember any discussion of this anyplace?
No.
Jennifer, you've talked about on your local LA show. It'd be a topic there, I bet.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about this UN resolution that's going to that's going to force Israelis out of their homes in the West Bank, and that they won't be allowed to pray at the Western Wall anymore, and that they won't be able to produce certain services there.
Yeah,
we've been talking a lot about that.
Yeah, the Western Wall is going to survive.
Yeah, but this kind of stuff is not, I mean, it's not okay. You can't drive. Yeah, I mean, you just came from Israel. You can't drive the Jews away from the land that's theirs. I mean, if you go back to the restrictions of how they want to set this up, by the way, the UN resolution would allow the country of Israel to be 9 miles wide. Could walk it.
Yeah, right. Well, and that's in the set at that point, yes. It's not much wider than that now. So anyway, I find that the reason I brought it up is because, this business about millions of Palestinians live on the West Bank is a load of baloney that way at all. Okay, 19 after the hour.
Start the new year with Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon? They don't even have an unlimited data plan. Plus, now get the new LG V20 phone and save 50% off instantly. That's over $350 in savings. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/LGV20, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Third through fifth lines free until 1/31/18. After that, pay $30 per month per line with AutoPay. AutoPay discount applied within two invoices requires new lines of service with one ported line. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. $16.50 per month for 24 months with installment billing. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results from remaining balance due. DVD prioritization applies during times of congestion, all while on the Sprint network. Requires e-bill. Other monthly charges and restrictions apply.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
What is the best place to have your breakfast? How about a warm croissant? This is really cool, right? Don't I sound like I'm really romancing the stone here, romancing the burger? At Burger King, get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for $4. 2 for $4 croissant sandwich. Only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Typical sound that came out of the pop era, which was, he got started in the 50s, but he really didn't hit anything until, Kara, did you look to see what the, I'm going to say this is 62 or 63, this song, I'm not mistaken. He had a career that lasted from the 60s until he died, but he was one of those guys that had, you know, a dozen hits, and he went around and sang the same 12, 14 hits to everybody, because that's what people want to hear. Can you imagine a guy who has a career that goes back 50 years, how many times they sing the same song?
Oh, my gosh. Huh? Look at the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, here's another one of his hits. Loving's twice as tough, so come back, baby, when you grow up. When you grow up. Bobby V died, it was pretty young, actually. Yeah, big smoker, though, I do remember that. I don't understand how people like this who sing, you know, you made reference to the Rolling Stones, who are out on the road all the time. Those guys sprint, they smoke and drink and do all kinds of things. How do they keep their voices?
How does Adele smoke and sing?
I don't understand. She quit smoking, but I did hear that she was a smoker.
Yeah. A lot of them are.
What about Bobby V? What about Frank Sinatra? He's a big smoker. By the way, Frank Sinatra and Bobby V came from the sort of same wheelhouse. And they were friends. But you know, you listen to this style, it really popped me, where Frank Sinatra was more of a saloon guy like Tony Bennett. All right, you got one more, Kara, or do we move on? All right, here we go. This is the best line. Take good care of my baby. Crank this up. But if you put me down for another. Any of you recognize any of these songs?
No. I know the Take Good Care of My Baby one.
This one I don't know.
Oh, that night has a thousand eyes. And a thousand eyes can't help but see if you
aren't true to me. Not true to me. What year did you say this was?
This would be...
This
one was 62, I think.
This is 62.
Oh, yeah.
His 62 to 65, 66 would have been. And then that sort of sound was replaced by Frankie Valli to the point. And that stuff again. All right, anyway. The story of Bobby V passing away. Ricky Martin is still with us, thank heavens, for those of you who are Ricky Martin fans. His father got very sick, and so he went online over the weekend to thank his fans for their support following Enrique Martin. So what do we? Why do we know him? I don't think Enrique Iglesias. Does Enrique Martin have a...
No, Ricky Martin was... No. Ricky Martin was from Menudo, Dougie. Come on.
Yeah, but then went out on his own.
Yeah, he's
been big on his own.
Right. He was only Loca.
Why, you didn't think I remembered that he was part of that group?
No, I did you?
No.
Yeah. Thank you for your honesty, sir.
That's Dudley Washington here. I cannot tell a lie. So anyway, this guy... one of the points of this conversation is how even things like that, nobody knows who his father is, but yet it got onto social media because Ricky Martin is so popular. People felt like they wanted to express themselves with concern about his father.
And also his dad is in Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico is so small, and there's a real sense of community, so people feel like, you know, Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony and you know, even though Jennifer Lopez is in New York, they feel that camaraderie there and that, yeah.
That's so camaraderie, it's nice. The fact that they're all broke because they live in Puerto Rico. Hold it together. 28 after the hour here with DJV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How do you know when your dog or cat is in pain? You know, dogs and cats, primarily cats, can really be silent sufferers. So it's very, very difficult for the pet guardian to know when their dog or cat is really having some type of pain. In cats, it's kind of easy. Even though they're quiet about it, if you notice your cat licking a specific area at the body or chewing on a specific area at the body, it's a good time to make that trip to the doctor and get it checked out. Dogs will also lick a specific area or bite at a specific area if there's a problem with pain. Other symptoms of pain could be the dog who usually runs when you come home that's not coming to the door as fast. Your dog or cat can lose their appetite if they're not feeling real well about themselves. So anytime you notice any changes, physically or behaviorally with your pet, you have to assume that maybe something's wrong. And you need to really be a good, good pet detective to determine what it is, but always check with your vet first. It can make all the difference in the world of alleviating that pain. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352. Call right now. 1-800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Feel free to join in the conversation, rhetorically or otherwise. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. You go to add Doug Steffen. I'll get back to, once I settle in, I'll get back to doing some Twittering. You know what happened when Rome burned? Doug Twittered. That's what happened.
Is that what happened?
That's what happened way back then, yes. Speaking of things burning, well, I had a big rumble last night in the Lake Tahoe region. A couple of earthquakes. What are they, 5.7 or something? That's pretty good. Pretty
that's
stiff.
That's a good-sized quake, yeah.
Yeah.
Not but too shabby.
Not
any damage
populated.
Reported or anything?
There's not a lot there. Lake Tahoe is not, it's a great tourist place. But
right.
What I find more interesting is looking into another, this is sort of the crazy kind of reading that I do on the plane. I was looking at a story about what happened in the earthquake in Japan. Remember the cause of the tsunami and the nuclear plant all fell into the ocean and stuff like that? Do you know that what happened there was a 30-mile-wide section of the continental plate that's under Japan is nothing but a big pile of, it's like Hawaii or most of the other islands that stick out of the ocean. It's just big volcanic rock. And so, but on that side over there, they are now at this point in the Earth's history vulnerable because the plates are moving over there more. And what caused that tsunami was a 30-mile-wide gap where the plates moved under the ocean and sort of slammed up against one another. And I, you know, and then you think about the way I was flying over the Rockies at the time I read that. If you ever look at, if you ever study the history of the planet and how our formations of what we see as the planet on the surface came to be, the mountain ranges just are collisions of these plates under the surface coming together, and they almost are like, I mean, we think of a collision as a car crash. Go 60 miles an hour, hit a tree, you have a collision. But can you imagine the momentum and the energy that's behind the moving of the plates under the earth enough for the collision to have created the Rocky Mountains or the Appalachian or any mountain range?
That's some jam when you think about that. That's amazing. Not just a little tap. That's just some pressure.
It really is. I think I began thinking about it when we were flying over the Alps the other day, coming back on Friday from Tel Aviv. I went through Zurich, and I had not flown, I don't remember, I've been in Switzerland two or three times, but I don't remember flying over the Alps. And this was daytime. And so looking out as we're coming into Zurich, it's in the middle of the Alps, and you see the formations of these peaks. And, you know, you could take a big pile of rock and do the same thing. If you were building a stone wall in your backyard, you could take a couple of bobcats and push them together and create the same sort of effect as the earth, only they wouldn't go up in, you know, the air. What's the Mount Everest is, I think, 17, 18,000 feet into the air. That's the highest. So the Alps are probably average 12, 13,000 feet. That's 2 miles. 2 miles of rubble left after the Teutonic plates collided. How many million, jillion years ago? It's really fascinating to see and think about it. And so what are we creating? Each time there's an earthquake like this, and each time the plates move, there's something new that comes out of it. And that's been the history of the planet. You know, we think this is something new, and it isn't. It's how the surface of the planet was formed. And so that we're just forming new things, that's all. And they will continue as long as the planet is here. It's not going to stop. And it might be a little inconvenient sometimes, especially if an earthquake rocks New York City. It'll be a little inconvenient, Victoria.
Well, we did have one.
Yes.
Four years ago?
Yeah, a little bit of a shake there.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was weird because only people in buildings felt it. Mm-hmm. I was walking on the street with a friend of mine. We were going to get lunch, and we came back to our building, to the radio station, and everyone was out on the street, and we thought, oh, great, there's another terrorist bomb threat or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. And people were just panic-stricken.
Mother Nature is terrorizing us now.
But if you were on the ground like we were, we didn't even feel a rumble. We didn't feel anything. So, luckily, there was no damage or anything, but apparently
Jennifer,
if you were up in a building, it was bad.
Yeah, but Jennifer's been the veteran of that. She's lived through
that's nothing for Jen.
Yeah, Northridge was, I mean, by far the worst one, and that one happened on, I remember it was a holiday, Martin Luther King Day, actually. It was my finals week in high school. I was a junior. And, I remember getting...
Wasn't it? Was it 84, 87, something like that?
84?
She was not that old. Junior in high school in 84.
When was it? 94? God.
It was in 94, yes.
All right, calm down.
I was 15 years old, Dougie. If that puts it in perspective, I was 15 years old. Actually, yeah, at that point, 15. But it was kind of, it was weird because it happened early in the morning, so it jolted you out of bed. And I remember kind of sitting there, and as soon as the shaking stopped, and this is not what you're supposed to do during an earthquake, I ran to my mom's room.
Mommy,
the two
mommy.
Of us, which you're not supposed to do because there's broken glass. I mean, I was really lucky. So I ran and got into her bed, and then we're like, maybe we should check the gas. Because it was, I mean, you have earthquakes. Oof. That was an earthquake.
Yeah.
And so my mom, in all of her brilliance, couldn't find a match.
Yeah.
Great. To check for the gas, if you know what I mean. So
thank
she
you.
Turned the stove
thank
on.
Heaven she didn't find a match.
So it's amazing. I still have feet, and our house is still standing.
Yeah.
But, you know, that knocked down my high school. I mean, I had to, they had to move. I went to Alamany High School in Mission Hills. They had to move it to the San Fernando Mission for, and actually that's where it still is today. They ended up just rebuilding that property there. So,
The only one I've ever lived through was in January of, I want to say, 1999, maybe in that, somewhere around there. I was in Encino at the time, and I remember coming back from the East Coast. It was a Sunday night. I walked into the house, and the movement of the house with the stuff inside of it, I remember you stand in a doorway. Well, I had walked into the room, and there was a big, one of those, what do they call it? Not a pantry, but where you put dishes and glasses and the sideboard sort of thing. You know, it was a big cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it
like
came
a hatch.
Came down on me as I walked into the room.
Wow. And you know, during the Northridge quake, my friend got sucked into her waterbed. It split in half and sucked her in. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like an experience in a half.
It's amazing how these things happen, and we are lucky enough to talk about them and go, oh, yeah, hush just fell on my head.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, you survive. It's just, oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
Experiences of life, 41 past the hour. Speaking of that, Biff and Biff are here. Bills, the Buffalo of that era. Buffalo
the Bills,
Bills
of Buffalo?
The Bills of Buffalo, yes, right. Hired Rex Ryan to make the team a contender.
Yeah,
I was
going to
be a contender. And a rival of the Patriots. How'd that work out for you, boys?
Well, they didn't do, you know, I mean, they weren't the worst team in the league, but they weren't doing so great. They weren't so hot this year, and so they fired Rex Ryan. The bummer about this is that the Buffalo Bills need a franchise person. They need a franchise player, essentially. And so I think they hired Rex Ryan in a hope to be that, because he's very outspoken and kind of a character. And so I think the Bills were looking at him as sort of being that. And I almost feel like he could have. I mean, they had pretty mediocre players on the Buffalo Bills this year.
Yeah.
So, some coaches.
They don't pay a lot. Why did they have bad
players? There's some coaches like Jeff Fisher on the Rams, who got let go a couple of weeks ago, who really kind of deserved it. It's not that he's a bad guy. It's just he wasn't using the resources that he had in front of him. Rex Ryan, I think, was sort of doing the best that he could, but the Bills still fired him anyway.
Not nice of him.
Well, but if you talk about, like, you know, the Bills, the defense ranked number 4 when Ryan took over, and then they fell to 19th after the end
their
of the season.
Their team changed a lot, too. They didn't spend as much money on their team, which is...
As long as we're talking about sports, and we like to take shots at the Russians... Apparently, yesterday, somebody in officialdom in Russia admitted to helping the athletes cheat on their drug tests. This has been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
Remember last year, the anti-doping agency accused them of doing things like helping their athletes cover up positive drug tests and bribing officials and that kind of stuff. Back to the Olympics in 2014. I think we always had suspected that this had been going on, but there were 100 athletes that were banned, and apparently now they've copped to it. The admission does what, though, to the future of their athlete? Do you think they'll stop? I don't see these guys stopping if they can get away with it. I don't just mean the Russians either. I think people will do this as long as they can get away with it, right?
Well, they had a very creative solution that they were going to handle it all in-house. So I'm sure that's all on the up and up moving forward.
Yes, right. Chickens, hen-house, foxes. Yeah.
Okay.
The Northwestern football team honoring the late Craig Sager, somebody we were talking about as a passer this past, December 15th, he died of cancer. He was the NBA basketball guy, had the bold fashion coats, those sport coats that were wild-looking. So they're going to honor him with a helmet sticker. I thought that was, this is college football. You couldn't do this in the NFL, right? Because they'd fine you if you did this in the NFL.
Unless they made money off of it, they wouldn't allow it. So, but that's the Pinstripe Bowl is today. So Northwestern goes against Pittsburgh. So, you'll notice probably a very colorful sticker on the helmets because it wouldn't be a real tribute to Craig Sager without it being very colorful.
No. All right. That's an idea of what's going on in the sports world from Biff and Biff. I think that's what we'll call this. It's now Biff and Biff on the
B&B.
B&B.
Sports Factory.
Yes, right. In a moment, Jennifer will take a walk down Television Lane, and I'm going to review one more time that show, only because I just found it last week, the Showtime show Billions, and I watched 4 episodes coming back across the Atlantic last Friday, and I watched 4 more episodes last night coming across the country to Los Angeles. It's quite a good show, one of those Hall of House of Cards kind of shows that you watch, and the more you watch it, the more you get into it. And I don't even understand why I hadn't heard about it before, but let's talk about that in a moment here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number
3030. By the way, it's 47 past the hour. We're talking about Carrie Fisher's death. The one thing that we didn't say was what I think Chuck Curry told us this yesterday, and then I remember seeing that when I was reading the story in the newspaper on the plane. That she just, before she went to England, or maybe it was done when she was in England, because they shoot most of Star Wars in England, she did her scenes for the Star Wars that'll come out next Christmas. So she will be a part, and it'll be interesting to see how they handle her passing as it becomes part of the script. But she and part she was going to play in the next Star Wars was all taken care of, incidentally. That's you know what? I look at this as being like synchronicity. There's another word that's probably better for it. You know, she was all done what she needed to do, and so she decided to leave. That's the way I look at it. And the last thing that she wanted to do was the thing that she was most known for, in a manner of speaking, is playing one more time that role in Star Wars, which will fortunately be a part of the next Star Wars movie. All right, what did we all watch on TV last night? Anybody got good vibes, good reviews of anything? The Kennedy Center honors last night?
They were right. On, yeah. I only saw a little bit, but I DVR'd it because we're going to watch it tonight. We like watching that together, but yeah, that's always a great show.
Sweet. All right, Jen, do you watch anything?
I could lie to you and tell you I did, but no, I did not. Not a thing.
So what's on tonight? What's big tonight?
All right, so tonight there's a really cute comedy on ABC called Speechless about a child with disabilities and his family around him, and he doesn't have a voice, and he finds one in an unlikely place. It's a really cute show, many drivers in it. I'd check it out. It's new tonight on ABC at 8:30. If you're into history, American Heroes Channel at 10 has Blood and Fury, America's Civil War. You know, maybe this puts into perspective how divided we were with politics this year. Not so much, not as bad as during the Civil War. And Egypt's Treasure Guardians, PBS at 10 tonight.
10 minutes before the hour here with DJV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hey, it's for horses and better for cows. If you don't like it, you should eat grain. I don't know whether Warren Eckstein has any connections to cows other than through me, but he got lots of connections to dogs and cats and ducks, and we all know that because he's kind of a quack.
Not true.
I don't know where that is coming from today. It's probably lack of sleep, Warren. Here I am back in the City of Angels with you, and I'm looking at the Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements that you have available at hugsandkisses.com, also at thepetshow.com. Warren does one of those fabulous special interest shows ever in the history of radio, and he's been doing it for a long time. He and Marconi were great pals, and Marconi said to him, you know, you're such an expert with animals, why don't you do a radio show? And so the original one was in Morse code, and now the ones now the one he does today is on radio and television, and in fact it's big on the moon. So those of you who want to, that are traveling in space, you want to listen to Warren, help yourself. Meanwhile, thus those of us who are back on the planet Earth go to all kinds of lengths to find Warren. You can certainly go online to thepetshow.com and listen to the archives and when it's on the air. But you really should check out, seriously, Hugs and Kisses. Great for your dog, for your cat. It is the best line of its type available anywhere, and you can get it online at hugsandkisses.com. Warren deals with your dog who misbehaves. Why would that be? In just a moment here.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
56 past the hour now. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show joins us as he usually does. His tips are on the air during the regular course of business here on the program. And then he joins us on Wednesdays to figure out what the heck is going on with your dog or cat. If your dog misbehaves, do you know really why the dog is misbehaving? It could be that the dog is not misbehaving at all, really, in his or her mind, Warren, right?
Absolutely. Now, a lot of behavior problems are based on physical situations. Anytime there's a sudden, unexpected change in your dog or cat's behavior, you should always discuss it with your vet. Let me give you an example. A couple of months ago, I got a call on the Pet Show. It was a woman who had this incredibly beautiful Airedale, lived up near San Francisco, and she said to me, Warren, the dog has always been wonderful. He's been the greatest dog in the world. He's 3 years old now, just bit someone, is becoming aggressive. What can I do? She went to the vet, and the vet said, contact the trainer, contact the behavior. So I said, no, go back to the vet, have the vet do a thyroid test on the dog, which they did. The thyroid came back out of whack. They adjusted medication. The dog is back to himself, acting perfectly normal once again. So that's a perfect example of a change that may be a veterinary issue versus a behavioral issue. Then there's hip dysplasia. I worked with dogs over the years where the owner would tell the dog to sit, and the dog would hesitate or kind of scoot around, and they'd get angry, and they'd jerk the dog or push the dog down. And I said, has anyone checked to see if the dog had any type of hip or bone problem? Sure enough. Then another one that's pretty frequent, which drives me crazy, is, Warren, I call the dog, it's like talking to the wind. The dog doesn't respond at all, no way, no shape, no form. My response is, has anyone ever checked the dog's hearing?
Yeah.
To see if the dog hears properly,
yeah.
And seeing. So there are so many different issues that I deal with as a behaviorist, which we work in conjunction with veterinarians, because very often changes in behavior are frequently caused by medical issues. So that's something you need to take into consideration. And veterinarians are great. I love veterinarians. I work with them every day. But sometimes I joke, they're like they're a useful tool, like a wheelbarrow, but sometimes you just got to push them a little bit.
That's an interesting anecdote.
Well, it's true, and I get that all the time. I get people. I've been to the vet 3 times. I said, well, did you get a second opinion? No one's omnipotent. Get a second opinion. Go to a specialist. Go to an orthopedist or yeah. whatever. So yeah. that's what I recommend.
Yeah, that's very good. Warren Eckstein, take his recommendations.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.